Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 14th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Security researcher Jamila Kaya and Duo Security identified 71 Chrome extensions to Google that were part of a malvertising and ad fraud scheme. Those extensions had been installed over 1.7 million times, and Google later identified 430 additional extensions as part of the scheme, all of which have been removed. Each plugin would initially connect to a domain with the same name as the plugin to check for instructions. From there, browsers would be redirected to hard-coded control servers to receive locations to upload data, advertisement lists, and domains for future redirects. User data and updated plugin configurations were subsequently uploaded to the servers. Duo Security published a list of those 71 extensions it found, while Google stated the total number of extensions it removed. Xiaomi announced its latest flagship phones, originally slated for announcement at MWC, the Xiaomi Mi 10 and Mi 10 Pro. Both devices feature the Snapdragon 865 system on a chip with 5G and Wi-Fi 6. The Mi 10 Pro comes with a 90Hz 6.67-inch AMOLED Full HD curved display and four cameras on the back, a 108-megapixel main camera with optical image stabilization, a 10x hybrid zoom camera, a 12-megapixel 2x telephoto camera, and a 20-megapixel wide-angle, with support for 8K video on the main camera. Inside is either 8GB or 12GB of LPDDR5 memory with UFS 3.0 storage in either 256 or 512GB. There's a 4,500 mAh battery with support for 50-watt wired fast charging, 30-watt wireless charging, and the ability to output 10-watt charging to other devices. Pricing starts at 4,999 yuan, roughly $716, shipping February 18th. The Mi 10, meanwhile, features the same screen and main camera, but includes a time-of-flight sensor, a 2-megapixel macro, and a 13-megapixel ultrawide camera. The phone includes a 4,780 mAh battery with support for 30-watt wired and wireless charging. Pricing starts at 3,999 yuan for the Mi 10 with 8GB of memory and 128GB of storage, available February 14th. A judge has ordered a temporary block on the $10 billion Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, Pentagon Cloud contract, which was awarded to Microsoft last October. Last month, Amazon filed a motion asking the court to pause Microsoft's work, claiming the evaluation process contained unmistakable bias, and has since asked the court for permission to depose President Donald Trump, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, and former Defense Secretary James Mattis. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the latest U.S. legislator to propose a national law on digital privacy. Her bill proposes a new federal agency to enforce consumer privacy rights online. It would not preempt state laws, meaning it would not create a national standard for privacy in the U.S. It's similar to proposals from U.S. Representative Anna Eshoo and Zoe Lofgren, as well as from U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell. A bipartisan proposal from Representatives Jan Schakowsky and Kathy McMorris-Rodgers does not include state preemption. The U.S. filed a superseding indictment against Huawei and its CFO Meng Wanzhou, charging them with conspiring to violate the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act and conspiring to steal trade secrets. It also contains new allegations regarding violations of sanctions against North Korea and Iran. Among the allegations are using confidentiality agreements with U.S. companies to obtain things like router source code and then misappropriate that property, such as using it in Huawei's own routers. The indictment lists other concrete examples, like distributing confidential slide decks to its engineers, and a person taking pictures of the interior of devices after hours at a trade show in Chicago. Other charges involve lying to a federal investigator and hiding employment status with Huawei. Uber is testing an option to book a ride by phone in Arizona by dialing 1-833-USE-UBER. An operator will give you a price estimate and order a car based on your details, then text you information about the car and driver. Uber stores your payment data the same way it would through the app. Facebook's experimental projects group, NPE team, launched its fourth app called Hobby, a photo and video sharing app to document personal projects. This lets users organize photos into themed collections, tracking progress over time, with the ability to share video highlight reels externally once a project is complete. The app itself is not a social network. Hobby is currently available on iOS in the US, Colombia, Belgium, Spain, and Ukraine. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, WhatsApp head Will Cathcart stated that the messaging service now has over 2 billion daily active users, up from 1.5 billion in May 2018. Cathcart reiterated WhatsApp's commitment to end-to-end encryption and said its engineers were focused on developing private messaging, payments, and customer service tools for businesses. Sources tell Bloomberg that Sony has not set final pricing or set an initial production target for the upcoming PlayStation 5 due to DRAM and NAND flash scarcity, pushing the cost per unit to around $450. The company is reportedly waiting on Microsoft to announce pricing for the Xbox Series X before finalizing that number. The DRAM shortage is also reportedly impacting other Sony products, with features for an upcoming Sony mirrorless camera canceled as a result. Sources also say Sony plans to release an updated PlayStation VR headset sometime after the release of the PS5. And finally, YouTube notified YouTube TV subscribers that signed up for the service through Apple's App Store that the ability to subscribe through Apple in-app purchases would be discontinued as of March 13th. Subscriptions through Apple will be automatically canceled after that date. Apple takes 30% of a subscription price paid through the App Store for the first 12 months, which is then reduced to 15% after that. The YouTube TV apps will still be available across all Apple devices. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.